nowadays there are many teachers, meditation, yoga, who give well-attended lectures in the West. But there's one thing which differentiates Srila Prabhupada from all these teachers from India, Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi, and Iyengar, and Art of Living. You know, one thing which distinguishes him, maybe there are more, but one thing for sure.
И на их лице, на Западе, приходит очень много людей. Но есть как минимум одна черта, может быть больше, но как минимум одна, которая отличает Шрилу Прабхупаду от всех этих учителей. От Махариши Махеша Йоги, от Айенгара и от других учителей йоги и медитации.
Шрила Прабхупада taught us how to take a bath.
Шрила Прабхупада научил нас, как принимать омовение.
How to dress.
Как одеваться.
How to... take food, what to leave, what to take. Even how to greet each other. Vanshakalpatarubhasya and so on. He brought a whole culture really, which is necessary for the soul to grow in spiritual life.
На самом деле, Шрила Прабхупада принес нам целую культуру, которая просто необходима для души, чтобы расти в духовной
жизни. Мукунда Махарадж remembers how once he was driving Шрила Прабхупада.
Мукунда Махарадж вспоминает, как однажды он вез Шрила Прабхупада на машине.
This was in the very early days, and Prabhupada, you know, wanted to teach that the food remnants of a pure devotee are considered to be Mahaprasad. So he ate a little bit of a date and gave it to Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Maharaj said, what to do with this? Maybe that's a form of Indian life or something. You know, in the Western culture, you don't eat and then give the other person. But he thought this is a new form of communication. So he ate a little bit and then gave it back to
Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada, of course, didn't again eat it.
You know.
It was not just the exchange of you know, half-bitten food or so. So you can understand from this humorous example how Srila Prabhupada brought a whole different way of life behind which there was a big philosophy, an extensive philosophy.
На примере этой юмористической ситуации мы понимаем, что Шрила Прабхупада принес целый новый опыт жизни, за которым стоит очень глубокая и обширная философия.
And that's necessary. Like a seed needs good earth in order to grow into a fruit-bearing tree.
Это просто необходимо, потому что для семечка нужна хорошая земля, которая будет посажена, чтобы это семя проросло и выросло в крепкое дерево, которое принесет плоды.
Spiritual culture is also necessary, sorry, to cultivate our devotion.
И также духовная культура необходима, чтобы взращивать нашу
веру. So, sit straight. We will sing a little. Thank you. Everyone, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatya Desatadine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Please, glass near, a little louder, please.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare, Hare,
Hare, Rama, Hare, Rama.
Hare One more time, everybody please.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Oh, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Premanandi! Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Namo. Vasudevaya. Krishna, to please supply me with quotation 10, 21, 18. I repeat, 10, 21, 18. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Bhajagine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Askajane Satarine. My dear devotees, in the holy Dham there are two dimensions. One is the Dham like you see it with your eyes. The trees, the e-rickshaws, the various animals, cows, monkeys, birds, a mountain, or let us say a hill, made of amazing stones. But there is another way or another dimension to see the holy Dham, which is only possible with a new set of eyes. It's an eternal place which survives even the annihilation of this cosmic universe. In this spiritual dimension of the Dham, some great devotees can even find Radha and Krishna. Doing their eternal pastimes. When you arrive in the holy Dham, through the black door, it means you see only a material place. And a place with people who live sub-poverty level. With poor canalization. Where monkeys terrorize the rooftops. And mosquitoes put their injections into your soft Russian bodies. But there's another door. When you approach the holy Dham through the green door, you will feel the most extraordinary devotional feelings here. You will see how your heart quickly becomes attracted to Krishna. And also notice how it's very easy for you to give up sense gratification, which was very difficult perhaps in your native place. What is the black door? Material vision. What's the green door? The vision of divine love. A spiritual vision that allows you to see the spiritual reality. For a moment, I request you to look at me. Don't worry, I'm not very narcissistic. What do you see? I think most of you see an aging German body. But that's not me. I'm an eternally young spiritual soul. You can only see that or begin to feel that through spiritual vision, not material vision. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first into this area, he showed us what spiritual vision could look like. He came into the area which now is celebrated as Radhakund and Syamakund. But at that time, these were fields. And rice fields or such fields, and there were just a little bit more water in the fields, like you find in fields.
были простые рисовые поля, где было немножко больше воды, чем на обычных полях. Как вы видите, иногда такие вот.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come through the green door. He always walks through the green door. He saw a divine place with high kadamba trees, with sand in which jewels sparkled. He saw two lakes filled with golden and also blue lotus flowers. Yes. And a few seconds. We can look at each other. And you can try to see the spiritual dimension. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into these fields and exclaimed in a voice choked with ecstasy, "Iha Radhakund, this here is Radhakund." Bhakti Ratnaka describes that there were two people watching him. Two Brijbasis, farmers. What is he doing? I don't know. He walks into the fields and throws himself into the puddles of water, said the other. But look at him. He's not an ordinary person. Can you see his tall body has a golden complexion? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And his two eyes are two other ponds where constantly water comes out. Yes, I see, said the other Brijbasi. And when I look at him, I see he carries a water pot, but could he be Krishna who carried the flute? So where they saw two fields with the two puddles of water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw something entirely different through his spiritual eyes. As he then continued or started his Govardhan Parikrama, he had one Parikram mantra. You know, we often chant Namaste Girirajaya and so on, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this mantra. Antaya Madri Apalahadidasavayo Yad Rama Krishna Charanash Parasha Pramoda Omanam Tanoti Sahago Ganayastayo Yad Paniyasuya Vasakandara Kandamulai again and again sang this. He said, of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill, oops, is the best. This hill supplies Krishna and Balaram and their calves and cows and cowherd friends with everything they need. Food, shelter, caves, flowers, vegetables. It's the Govardhan supermarket. In this way, this hill serves Krishna and Balaram. And look, because it's touched by the lotus feet of the two, the hairs or grasses stand up in ecstasy. Krishna, please take this and find Chaitanya Matya 18:19. I repeat, Matya 18:19. So, my dear devotees, his joy to come to Govardhan had, there was a reason behind it. When he stayed in Puri, there was a big sand dune. It was called the Chataka Parvat. And once he went to this sand dune. And all of a sudden, his vision changed into the spiritual vision where he saw the Govardhan Hill. He shouted out for everyone to hear, "Oh, I shall go to Braj and see Govardhan." Then my heart will be happy. And he ran and started to run, and all the Vaishnavas ran behind him. They thought, where is Govardhan? There's only a sand dune. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fast like the wind and fainted in ecstasy on the ground. The devotees had seen him in such unusual forms of ecstasy and quickly surrounded him. They took instruments, midangas, kartals, and they had a rising kirtan in order to bring him back into the normal consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to the normal consciousness, he was not happy with the devotees. He asked, "Oh, where have you brought me, cruel persons?" And then he described what he had just seen. He had seen Radha and Krishna who had walked into one of the jeweled caves in Govardhan. Krishna in these caves there are beautiful pictures reminding the divine couple of their pastimes. The caves are lit by wonderful jeweled lamps. There are cooling drinks and pastime beds covered with the most fragrant flowers. I saw Radha and Krishna entering there. And then some gopis said I should pick flowers and bring them to Radha and Krishna. But all of a sudden, you all made a terrible noise and you brought me away from Govardhan here into the sand. This is another example of seeing with a different set of eyes, the spiritual eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always had this vision. And he told his devotees that they could also develop the spiritual vision by removing the dust that is covering the mirror of their consciousness. When I have a mirror, it can reflect everything unless it is free from dust. In the same way, my consciousness can see Krishna next to me. My consciousness can see the spiritual reality when the covering of Maya has been removed through the chanting of the holy name in Sankirtan. But listen what happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was no longer in Puri and saw with his spiritual vision Govardhan there, but when he actually came to Vrindavan, he had just been in Radhakund and Syamakund. Yes, he went to Kusum Sarova, where Govardhan comes out of the earth and is quite visible already. And then he continued from, he saw this and he saw the big boulders of Giriraj, the rocks, and he embraced them and cried tears of ecstasy. One devotee once told me that when he was doing Govardhan Parikrama, he all of a sudden heard monkeys running his way. He immediately took his bag, you know. But the monkey just passed him and went to one Govardhan rock, embraced him, and gave up his body and went back home, back to Godhead.
Подбежала к одному камню на Гирираджа, обнимала этот камень и оставила тело.
this monkey knew the power of Giriraj. And when he became so old that he was going to die, he ran towards it, past the Westerners, and embraced Giriraj to go back home, back to Godhead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What happens when he embraces Giriraj? He became mad with ecstatic love and continued his journey to the Haridev Mandir. My dear devotees, there are four main deities in Braj, which were installed by Krishna's great grandson, Vrajanabab. And let us repeat the names. In Mathura, Keshavadev. Yes. In Vrindavan, Govindadev. In Gokul, it's Balaram or Dauji. And here in Govardhan area, it's Haridev. Yes. You can imagine the spiritual world to be like a multi petaled lotus flower. So Bhakti Devi came, took that lotus flower and brought it here in the world and planted it as the holy dham, Vrindavan dham or Braja dham. And then Bhakti Devi implanted some very good devotional feelings that come to the person in an almost magnetic way who comes to Vrindavan in the right consciousness. That's why it's said that in Vrindavan, our inclination towards Krishna is, how do you say, awakened. We become inclined towards Him. And desires spring up in our heart that we want to be close to Krishna, we want to see Him, we want to serve Him, we want to please Him. All this happens when you touch the magical lotus flower of Braja Dham. Yes. So, but now imagine, my dear devotees, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't need bhakti. He is a source of bhakti. What did happen when he had the darshan of Haridev? This is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Harideva agenache prema matahana sabaloka dekite aila aschaya shuniya. Mad with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance before the Haridev deity.
безумие, экстатической любви к Богу, Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху стал танцевать перед Божеством Харидевы.
When the other Vrijbasis heard of the Lord's wonderful kirtan activities, it became the main news of Govardhan town, and everyone quickly ran to the Haridev deity to see Mahaprabhu dancing. When someone would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, at least two things would happen to them. First, they became wet from the ecstatic tears which came out of the eyes of Mahaprabhu like syringes. But the other thing was that just seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and hearing how he was singing the names of Hari, often he would sing very loudly, Hari Hari, and so on.
Yes.
The people who heard this would feel this tremendous spiritual energy, much more powerful than electric energy, entering their hearts. And they would also call out the names. Yes, I wanted to show 1, 2, 3, but you are already so ecstatic. So, but some of you are a little morose and they have diary perhaps, so we need to all shout now. I give you the 1, 2, 3 signal, no? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would either wetten the people with his tears, or he would electrify them with his electric bhakti. This would even happen to animals like tigers, deers, and elephants. Yes. Then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So my point is, I hope you can follow. If in Puri he had already such divine vision, when he was switching over from seeing a sand dune to seeing Govardhan, what must he have perceived when he was actually at Govardhan? This is why the residents of Govardhan all came into the temple to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dance. Let us now talk a little practical. Is there anything we could do to develop the right vision? Or better, is there anything we can do to awaken our spiritual set of eyes? Yes, my dear devotees, there are three rules for every pilgrim to follow.
They're very simple, but they are very, very, very effective. Would you like to hear them? I suggest that as I speak now, you make notes either in your conventional notebooks or in your electronic, mobile telephones. Because sometimes when we hear things, the tendency is there to forget because we hear so many things and then we cannot hold it in our minds. I have spoken in the past about these three rules, but I will today explain them a little bit more practical, you know, what you can do. The first rule is always search for Krishna. Yes, some of us may need a new dhoti or a new zari or a new shirt from Loy Bazaar. Get your shopping done quickly. Yeah, but then search for Krishna. Where is he here in Vrindavan? There are beautiful deities. Here in the Govardhan area, there are many temples. Search for Krishna. And bring a little something. Little donation, maybe like 5 rupees, 10 rupees, or 1 rupee. Get some change. Not most of you only have these 500 rupee notes. I know because you give me. Or bring some fruits or something to the temples. Search for Krishna like you would search for the most important person in your life, and when you come to him, bring something. I personally like to go to the temples and then I have a pair of cartels and I sing for the pleasure of the deities. Search for Krishna. Main project. Don't become distracted by your mobile telephone or your social interactions with others. It's now you and Krishna. You come. You have come to the house of God. You should ring or knock at this door. I also like to search for these Krishna moments in my sadhana. Today I was the guest of one of the devotees here on the project and I was allowed to sit in the room and see Giriraj and chant my rounds. And I looked at Giriraj and said, I know you are there.
The easiest way to search for Krishna is also to read about Krishna or listen to lectures like you do in this parigram. Sorry. Trying to speak Russian. Not very successful. Second rule. Try to see behind what happens to you Krishna's arrangement. I like to give the example of a monkey stealing your glasses. Yup. You could complain and order a machine gun from Afghanistan. Or you could see perhaps behind this sudden, theft of my glasses is an arrangement for Krishna who wants to tell me, don't look always through your material vision. See me behind everything. Very important, my dear devotees. Very important. This, stop complaining about what happens. Accept and try to see the arrangements of Lord. And the third rule of the pilgrim, in whatever you do, try to please the Lord. I have heard of an old man in Nandagram. Whenever he would get up and rise from bed, at the moment he touched with his feet the earth, he would say, today, Krishna Balaram, I will serve you. Then came his last day. After some time, he was so old. And he understood, today is my day when I will leave on my chariot. That's an expression of when I will die. So one more time, he just went out of his bed. Today, my dear Lord, I will serve you. He climbed up the narrow staircase in his house. He looked at the flag on the dome of the Nandagram temple and saluted the flag, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, like this. Then he went into his bed and died in style. Get up, and when you get up, you say, today I'm serving you. Or you can say, thank you, my Lord, that you brought me here. Whatever it is, do some seva, no? This will be very good for you. Three rules. Search for Krishna. Search means? Skat. Yeah, skat? Search for Krishna? Ishite Krishna. Not skat, I know different grammatical declinations, yes. Second rule. Try to see the arrangements of Krishna behind everything. One of the last sentences that Prabhupada dictated in the dictating machine was this. To understand that everyone and everything is moving under this control of Krishna. This understanding is called Krishna consciousness. Beautiful, no? Should I repeat? To understand that everyone and everything is moving under the control of Krishna. This understanding is Krishna consciousness. These three, and the last was, please Krishna. Now your writing service is finished. Simple three rules. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics. Haribo. This will bring your Vrindavan pilgrimage to the next level. One moment, please. Sekundichka. Sorry. One more. One more. These are the three things you can do to come through the green door. These are the three things that can open up Vrindavan experience for you. I would also like to add, while you're here, see that you can have a little alone time with Krishna. Time where you are by yourself. Time where you perhaps read or chant. Or you pray. Or you write a letter to Krishna. Time alone with Krishna. If you want a deep relationship with someone, you will invite them to your house, but not at a time when other people are there. You need exclusive time with the person with whom you wish to become friends. So this alone time with Krishna is very good. Come to all the programs which are offered, but then there are times in between where you can just sit by yourself.
Приходите на все программы, которые здесь проводятся, но где-то в перерывах между программами просто находите время, чтобы побыть.
In this lecture, I didn't want to tell you so many stories about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage in Vrindavan. But it was my desire to describe to you the divine vision. Bhakti Ratnakar says these holy places can only be seen through eyes of ecstasy. Ecstasy is a very high level, but what it means is divine vision. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Govardhan in Puri. This is how he saw Radha Kund and Syama Kund when he bathed there. By the way, when Raghunath Goswami first came there, he sat at the banks of Radha Kund and Syama Kund. But one day, the army of Akbar, the king, was camping nearby. This huge army had a huge problem. No water for the animals, the horses, the elephants, and the men, actually. And these people who come in advance, had come by and saw the saint and said, do you know where there is a tank of water that is big enough to quench the thirst of Akbar's army? Oh yes, Raghunath, here, Radha Kund. But please remember, it was still more or less a puddle of, I mean, not really a puddle, but, you know, these, it looked like a lake on the field, which you see nowadays in Braj also. The advance party said, you have no idea what an elephant, just one elephant drinks all of this. No, no, I'm telling you, it's a spiritual place here. You can't see with your material eyes, but it is. So, these people searched for water elsewhere, but when they couldn't find anything, they told their general, there's the saint who claims that he sits before a spiritual lake and it's unlimited, have an unlimited supply of water. What should we do? So the general said, these Hindu saints know sometimes magic. Why don't we go and see with two elephants? And the elephants came with their long noses. And drank, and the water level remained the same. Wow, let's bring the cavalry, said the general.
All the horses drank same water level. These things can happen by the spirit, by the blessings of a saint, who can certainly help anyone to enter the spiritual reality. What you will most probably realize here is something different. You will feel purified, and you will feel closer to Radha and Krishna. If you find the green door, Vrindavan, if you go through the black door, it can be scary. What do you think? Do you remember how you can find the green door? Yes, what? I understand Russian.
Search for Krishna.
Yes, three rules of the pilgrim. Yes, yes. You are the best audience. At least today. So yeah, this is a little bit what I wanted to share with you. Let me look at my wristwatch. I think that's good. I thank Mukunda Murari affectionately for inviting me. I feel really very happy in this pioneer project. I think you will agree with me. Every year, just the trees grow and so many changes, which are just magic almost. Yes, yes, Chuda, yes. It's a Chuda, yeah. Yes. And I really wish for you that you find the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan. Please don't forget that's only possible if you purify your consciousness by these spiritual attitudes. These were the three rules. They are about attitudes and also the Pachanga Bhakti, these powerful devotional processes, chanting, hearing, etc. On the sacred day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, I sincerely wish for all of you to become enriched in bhakti by your stay here in Vrindavan. Yes. Hare Krishna.